Thank you. Chair of the 83rd session of the Working Party, Mr. Martin Zibeden of Switzerland, Secretary General of UNCTAD, Ms. Rebecca Greenspan, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. Kenya aligns itself with the statement delivered by Barbados on behalf of G77 and China, and Botswana on behalf of the African group. Once again, Kenya would like to congratulate you, Mr. Chair, on your election as the chair of the 83rd session of the Working Party on Program Plan and Program Performance, together with Mr. Nati Vichisora Satra of Thailand as vice chair cum rapporteur. Kenya assures you of its full support as you steer this session to a successful conclusion. We'd like also to express our gratitude to the African group and the entire membership of the Working Party, as well as UNCTAD Secretariat for the opportunity and support accorded to me as I presided over the 82nd session of the Working Party together with Ms. Alison Ukiso of Peru as the Vice Chair cum Rapporteur. I believe the session was productive, and we wish the new Chair and Vice Chair the very best as they preside over the 83rd session of the Working Party. Mr. Chair, Kenya also wishes to register our profound appreciation to the Secretary General of UNCTAD for her presentation, which sets stage for our deliberations here today and during the entire session of the Working Party. The presentation has outlined the Secretary General's vision for UNCTAD and the implementation plan for the Bridgetown Covenant, which encompasses concrete steps, strategies and initiatives that will foster inclusive and expeditious recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, with the aim of ultimately achieving an inclusive, resilient, equitable and sustainable development. To realize this, Kenya reiterates the importance of ensuring a balance between key developmental elements. For instance, there should be a clear balance between members' demands and needs, with resource availability. We all know that resources are always scarce, and therefore, UNCTAD Secretariat needs to prioritize resource mobilization, both at the international and national levels, in order to address the dire needs and challenges faced by developing countries, and also to ensure that resources are predictable for effective work program implementation. Mr. Chair, to take into account significant impact caused by the pandemic and address cross-cutting and emerging issues such as accelerating climate change, increasing vulnerabilities, including unsustainable debt and widening digital divide, UNCTAD Secretariat needs to revitalize its three pillars of work that include research and policy analysis, intergovernmental consensus building, and technical cooperation, and further ensure their complementarity. Finally, Kenya profoundly commends UNCTAD for developing the draft technical cooperation strategy that will give member states an opportunity to deliberate on and provide input. This will help to define a clear and appropriate path of implementing technical cooperation programs that are mindful of the needs of member states. I thank you, Mr. Chair.